Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we'll tell you a story
that never repeats itself.
Ever.
Not even once. So, Patrick, we're in your basement.
Doesn't it feel good?
Today? Yeah, we've been in your basement in a while.
Yeah, MJ's crap was everywhere in this room, but now it's been dispersed, as you can tell.
Okay, so there's
sort of
room.
Dispersed it. There's a little bit of room. We still got some stuff crowding it up, though.
Okay, it looks good. It looks good.
Yeah, thanks. It's getting better. I vacuumed.
But what's even more important for the listeners... sorry, distracted, but what is that, a shirt there?
Yeah,
is
that is. That's actually a Groove Fries concert t-shirt that MJ had. It's outgrown now.
Okay.
But from the Candy Lion tour.
Okay.
Yep.
Looks like a stuffed animal kind of head or something on it, right?
It's a Candy Lion.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but here's something that's even more exciting and important in my life.
Yes.
It's corduroy season.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, see if you
notice you had your hoodie on when you arrived. Yeah.
Hoodie and corduroys. So it's that time of year. It's getting a little cooler.
It's really good.
So cool and rainy. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So where were we here? Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Yep. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And before we get going, we're going to do some Perfect Pop all week, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. It's going to be great.
And let me just tell you, as I was preparing some material for the various episodes we'll do this week.
Which I thank you for doing.
I found that we had like Perfect Pop calls from listeners dating back to like last November. That's how long it's been since
2017.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm happy that we're doing this now and finally recognizing these people who took time out to call and all that. But before we do that... I want to go to the mailbag here.
Oh, fantastic.
We got a package.
Oh,
it's unopened.
Boy. It's exciting. Unopened.
It's the year of free stuff. And here we go. This.
We did have a small hint on this one.
Oh, we did?
Because this is from Trip, right?
Trip Bacon of Beaverton, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
He did ask, Nike shoes.
He did ask for sizes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't remember what sizes he asked for, if they were shoes or...
was it...
Shirts.
Was the question cassette or 8-track? You mean size like that? Or
how much room do you have?
I'm opening the package poorly.
Well, it looks like he made good use of an old Amazon mailer there, which I like to do myself. Way to go, Trip. Reuse, recycle.
Yeah. Oh, get this one spot right here.
Some
tape. I don't know. No, there we go. There we go. There we go. We got it. Opening the package. I'm reaching inside.
And out comes, here, boy.
Grab that.
Oh,
there you
look
go.
At that
stuff is about to fall.
Man, we are so blessed with koozies. This is incredible.
Yeah, we... Okay, there's a note here.
All right.
Jim and Patrick, greetings again from the Pacific Northwest.
Ah, beautiful.
As I listened to the Summer Porch series of episodes, I was trying to figure out a way to contribute. Really wanted to send you beer from one of my favorite breweries out here.
Mm.
Worthy... Good Life, or Fort George.
Okay.
But was concerned that the cans would get confiscated before they made it to Rockin' the Suburbs World Headquarters.
Yeah, that's very possible. We have a reputation with the Postal Service.
Yeah. Instead, I took advantage of a recent trip to Astoria to get you guys some goodies from the Fort George Brewery and the nearby Bowie Beer Company.
Ah, look at that.
The year of free stuff continues. Enjoy and keep on rocking the suburbs.
Beautiful.
Cheers, Trip Bacon.
Thank you, Trip.
Okay, so what is it?
It's fantastic. Looks like Boy Beer Company from Astoria, Oregon. Love that. Reach for a boy. Handcrafted with pride.
With pride, yes.
Lovely
koozie. Just like our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some coasters.
Yeah, love those. Oh, really handsome.
Fort George. Nice. Very nice.
Very nice. And two t-shirts.
And then two t-shirts. And this is the size medium. This is me.
Okay. Wow. That's sweet. And so is this.
What is yours?
Look at that.
I got the
nautical coordinates there, the ocean depths, I think.
I got Fort George Brewery and Public House.
That's nice.
That's a really nice shirt.
Yeah,
thank
these
you, Trip.
Are really sweet. Thank you, Trip. That's really handsome.
All right.
And if anyone back, handcrafted with pride in Astoria, Oregon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. We so appreciate it. Shout out to Trip Bacon.
So cool.
And if anyone else would like to play along, mm-hmm. you can
it's a fun game.
You can email rocketsuburbspod.com and then tell us you want to send us free stuff, and we'll tell you where to send it to. Right?
Yeah. How does that work? They email, then you send them a code that they have to enter on their mobile phone to authorize.
Yes. Two-factor authorization.
Two-factor off. Yeah. Yep.
And then also, here's another box.
Thanks, Trip. Another one.
Now, this one I already opened.
Okay.
Because I knew what it was, yep. but I thought you might like to see this.
Sure.
So this, there's a little note here.
Uh-huh.
From Elizabeth Nelson.
Wow.
From The Paranoid Style.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she says, hi, Jim, for the jukebox.
Nice.
Enjoy. And then P.S., I threw in a copy of the promo CD for the reissue of Rock and Roll Just Can't Recall, which is out August 24th. So
fantastic.
There's a couple things in here. So the jukebox that you mentioned
mm-hmm.
is a 7-inch
yeah.
split single here.
Look
check that out.
Beautiful. Wow. That's fantastic. With Wussy.
Yes, with the band Wussy
uh-huh.
and the Paranoid Style. Mm-hmm. The Wussy song is New American Standard, and the Paranoid Style song is Absolute Cadavers.
Beautiful.
So I got that.
Mm-hmm. And that is on the Bar None label.
Yep. And then here's the promo CD
Sweet.
That she mentioned.
For the reissue.
For a reissue Rock uh-huh. and Roll Can't Recall.
August 24th.
Also on the Bar None Records label.
Beautiful.
So,
Hoboken, great. New Jersey.
Yeah. So thank you very much for those, Elizabeth.
We had a wonderful night with the Paranoid Style
we
over
did.
At your place. It's a fantastic. Really nice of her to do that. Very thoughtful.
Yeah, very nice. So mm-hmm. if folks have not listened to those episodes where we had like a little house party and they played in the in the family room, you can find that. You know, all the episodes we have are archived on suburbspod.com and, mm-hmm. and they're searchable there, but you can also just look at the feeds on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that kind of stuff and search for those Paranoid Style episodes. That was from last... When was that? Was that
I don't know.
Was Seems that like was in...
corduroy season.
It was. It was last corduroy season. So
that's right.
We'll find that. Okay.
Really nice people.
All right. So
very cool. Thanks,
clear
Trip.
This off.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right. Let's get into Perfect Pop.
Yeah, why not?
So, as I mentioned, we're going to have listener picks throughout the week.
Okay.
Perfect Pop songs. And if you haven't listened to our previous Perfect Pop episodes...
Do that.
We just ask people, what do you think is a perfect song? We call it Perfect Pop because
yeah.
it's nice and alliterative.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan of language, I like that.
That's right. A wordsmith.
You can define pop music however you want. It doesn't have to be some narrow definition of like some kind of pop structure in your head or whatever. It, you know, really, it's just anything within the realm of popular music.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see we're going to have some varied stuff this week.
It's probably our most well-known franchise.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, people have approached us about buying into that franchise.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, buying a steak.
Yeah,
it's right. definitely more popular than a game of driving and crying.
I had somebody ask me about that the other day. And we haven't played that in a long
it's
time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. That may or may not come back.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. But before we do the listener picks, on mm-hmm. today's episode, mm-hmm. we have a celebrity pick.
Yes,
because
we
sometimes when we interview artists and you hear those interviews, we ask them a little bit at the end about to name a perfect pop song,
yep.
and then we save that for this circumstance,
franchise.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. And here is the pick from Lee Baines III. Tell us about a song, any song in the world that you think is just perfect, and why.
Oh, damn. Well, the one that's been perfect to me lately is Pineola by Lucinda Williams.
Oh, yeah, wow. I know that song.
It's like the... It's so moving, and the lyrics are just so, I don't know, they just like transport me to a time and place. And the song is just captivating the entire time. And there's no chorus to
yeah.
the song,
I
which is pretty amazing.
Thought about that.
There's no repeated words.
Yeah.
There's no
That's
chorus.
Right.
And
it just kind of unspools all in one long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
wow, that's
a song that I've been obsessed with lately. I mean, there are several. I mean, I'm obsessed with songs, you know.
Right.
But that's one that I'm just like, how did she do that
yeah.
with no chorus? You know, it's
right.
like that's sort of what I tend to think of as like the lifeblood of, you know.
Yeah, you got to have something to return to,
yeah.
right? Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's I don't know. Yeah, so I'll say that one.
You don't
that's
hear
pretty
that
good.
Structure very often, but when artists do that right, it is really powerful.
Yeah.
Yes,
said.
Not easy
yes.
to do.
No.
Yeah, she's something else. She really is.
Yeah, yeah. She's
yeah.
She's up there.
Yeah, she's time. Lived a little too. There's no doubt about
totally,
that, man.
Totally.
When Daddy told me what happened, I couldn't believe what he just said. Sonny shot himself with a .44, and they found him alone on his bed. I could not speak a single word, no tears streamed down my face. I just sat there on the living room couch, staring off in space. Mama and Daddy went over to the house to see what had to be done. They took the sheets off of the bed and they went to Cosmo more. Some of us gathered at a friend's house to help each other ease the pain. I just sat alone in a corner chair. I couldn't say much of anything. That's where we laid him down. I saw his mama, she was standing there. His sister, she was there too. I saw them look at us standing around the grave, and not a soul knew. Born and raised in Paniola, his mama believed in the Pentecost. She got the preacher to say some words.
Okay, Paniola.
Yeah, amazing song.
So, that song, obviously, that's from...
Sweet Old World.
Yeah.
1992.
There uh-huh. you go. And that song was obviously about a suicide.
Yeah.
And it's actually based on like a family friend, the poet Frank Stanford, who committed suicide, was a friend of the Williams family,
yeah.
And there's some of the details in the song were changed as songwriters, you know, will do to make a better song,
right?
But that's essentially the story of that and how it impacted her.
Yeah, amazing song, and as Lee was saying, it's incredible she achieved that without repeating any words or putting a chorus right. in the song. It just goes on to kind of unspool and tell the story of this. And I love that first violin note that comes in right after, you know, she says he shot himself. And then there's that wah, that really haunting yeah. violin riff. It's really a fascinating tune. And this record is the predecessor to Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, which we've recently been talking about, although it was another 6 years before Car Wheels came out.
Yeah.
She never works fast.
Right. The other thing I'll say about a song without a chorus is I think that only works when you are doing a story song.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Because like you said, you want to just keep moving the story forward and the chorus might actually, you know, detract from that or might take you back.
Right.
And you just want to keep it going in a linear
start to
fashion,
finish.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a good pick.
Ah, it's an amazing pick. It's a great song, great record. She's got a special gift, and I think you know, I can hear some influence of hers and Lee, you know, once you listen to it a little bit more, but yeah, really good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Lee Baines, for the pick there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do more Perfect Pop the rest of the week.
Cool.
We got some listener picks. We have calls.
Yep.
We're going to hear other people's voices. You're listening, of course, pretty frequently.
Every day.
Find us on, as I mentioned, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. I mentioned the email. If you want to get in on the Perfect Pop game, the Perfect Pop business doesn't take much, only a small investment. It's this. Email us rock@suburbspod.com, or better yet, as you're going to hear all this week, call, leave a message. We want to hear your voice. The number is 612-440-1984.
So
do that. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. And then please, when you make perfect pop pick, easy to say.
Yeah, for you.
Give a little bit of explanation why you love it so much, why you think it's a perfect song. That's what we really are looking for.
Yeah, and that's why a call is so nice.
Yeah.
It, you know, if you do that, pick up the phone, give us a call. You can totally spend your 3 minutes or string together as many 3 minute calls as you need.
Yeah, some people have been known to do
that. That.
We might have one of those this week, actually.
If you want to make a whole episode, go right ahead.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I think I must have picked up a handful of dust. Then I let it fall over his head.
I know you love the fall fashions.
I do.